Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, August 19th, 2015. And it is so good to have you here today. This is episode 144. Not 144, it's 134. That's a typo on my notes. It is 134 of The Big Show. And I so appreciate you showing up week after week, even if I don't know what week it is. This has been a huge week in the digital space. There's loads of headlines out there of things that we could talk about. For instance, I'm sure you have all seen the big expose in the New York Times about the working conditions at Amazon, the alleged working conditions at Amazon. I think that's a really important story and something, you know, you should be aware. I'm going to talk about it from a slightly different angle in just a couple of minutes. You've probably also heard about the big hack of this adult dating site, Ashley Madison, a dating site. I guess it's you want to have an affair, you can use Ashley Madison to find someone to partner with for short-term purposes, I guess. Well, I don't mean to be naive. I mean, I get what they do there, but, you know, it's a dating site for married people to date people they're not married to. No judgment here. What people choose to do, I guess, is their business. But the point about both of these stories is a little different because you don't really care about Amazon apart from how they work as a competitor to you or potentially a channel partner. And you don't really care about Ashley Madison or the fact that they got hacked unless you specifically have a reason to care, but that's, you know, I'll leave that to you. I am going to talk about these, but from a different angle in just a moment. But first, I want to talk about some new data that came out. And yeah, I know this seems like this weird, wait, why are we talking about data when you've got these huge news stories, both related to, big companies, both detailing things that matter. I mean, let's be really fair. If the Amazon stories are true, if the New York Times story is accurate that those are the working conditions at Amazon for its employees and the people who work in its warehouses and things like that, that's horrible. Employees shouldn't have to work in those kinds of conditions. But I don't want to talk about them specifically because, one, I can't validate whether or not they're true. And two, they don't affect you directly. What does affect you directly are the lessons you can learn from those stories. And that's why I want to talk about this data first. There's data that Marketing Charts has that talks about mobile and social media consumption growth by age bracket. So this is broken down by 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, and 55 plus. And this is data that they've gotten from Comscore that talks about how people are using social on mobile devices over the last year, right? So year-on-year growth. And what's amazing is, as you might expect, the folks who are between 18 and 34, growth has been huge on both smartphone and tablet. On smartphone, growth between 42 and 51%, depending on which bracket they fall into. On tablet, between 31 and 58%, depending on which bracket they fall into. So, I mean, those are big, big numbers, massive numbers. What's crazy is we see incredible growth across all age brackets. So even in the 55 plus bracket, we're seeing 25% growth in use of social on smartphone and 115% growth on tablet. Now, what's really interesting is, what are people doing when they're engaged on social on these tools? They're connecting with their friends and their family and their fans and their followers. They're talking about the things that matter to them. And the things that matter to them, in all likelihood, at least sometimes, are your products and your services. According to Retail Touchpoints, 86% of consumers believe ratings and reviews are essential to their shopping experience. Now, that doesn't just mean ratings and reviews on something like Yelp or TripAdvisor or Angie's List. It also means the things that they're seeing on social channels, so Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, LinkedIn if it's a B2B case, right? Videos and images too of people showing, look, I'm having this great time at this restaurant or this hotel, or, oh my gosh, look at this grungy product on this shelf, or taking a picture of themselves in a fitting room saying, hey, check out these pants or check out this skirt. And we see this all the time. We see customers doing this constantly, providing ratings and reviews and helping their friends and family and fans and followers vicariously experience it with them. Again, going back to the retail touchpoints data, almost 60% of consumers specifically seek out websites with product reviews so that they can make better decisions. And 70% of mobile users are more likely to purchase if they get seamless access to those reviews. Now, remember a moment ago when I talked about the massive growth in social use amongst all age groups on mobile? If those seem like pretty easy dots to connect to go, oh my gosh, that's a huge opportunity to ensure that your customers get the right experience and help share your brand story most effectively. The weird part is this isn't just going to be companies, this is going to be government too. You know, there's a great story out this week about how Yelp is now posting reviews of people's experience with TSA at the airport. So if you're here in the States, TSA is who handles the security at the airports. If you're not here in the States, that's who TSA is. And now they're going to be getting reviews on Yelp also. I've talked about reviews in the past and how it is the single most important way to improve your brand marketing. It's huge and getting increasingly huge. These data points just back it up. And that's where the Ashley Madison and the Amazon stories are so interesting, because they're finding out right now that their businesses will get hurt hugely if people will perceive their brands as bad places to be, bad places for their employees, bad places for their customers, bad places to be overall. The Verge has just said Ashley Madison is doomed. Like, there's no recovering from this for them. I don't know. I'm not going to go out on that limb, but I mean, clearly that's a huge problem. And we've seen Amazon really put on a full court press to explain, no, that none of this is true. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's certainly hurting their brand story. Ben Thompson at Stratechery has a terrific piece about what's happening to Amazon and how quickly this could hurt them, or stories like this could hurt them, or more importantly to you, could hurt brands like you. Ratings and reviews matter to your customers. They provide you an ability to engage in a dialogue with them if you do it right. Of course, bad reviews and bad reviews that you don't respond to, in a positive way, of having a dialogue of thanking people for their comments and, you know, helping to explain what's going on, can have a hugely damaging effect on your business. Remember, your response to the review isn't just for the person who left it. It's for the next person who comes along and reads that review. And think about the fact of your employees and how important they are to A, you getting good reviews, and as Amazon's finding out, how people perceive you treat your employees. People who you treat well in terms of your employees are going to say nice things about you and probably engage with your customers more effectively, which is going to lead them to give better ratings and reviews. And this becomes a virtuous cycle, or a vicious cycle if you do it badly. So it's a huge component of what's happening here, and incredibly important to focus on as you move into the remainder of this year and get yourself set up for success in 2016, is think about, what is your ratings and reviews strategy? How do you drive more positive reviews? How do you do a better job of responding to any less than favorable reviews? And how do you operationalize the information you get from, we'll call them constructive reviews, so that you can improve your products and services and compete more effectively? And don't find yourself, as Amazon has this past week and as Ashley Madison has this past week, dealing with a firestorm of criticism of people saying really bad things about your business. Because ultimately, that's where you're going to succeed. Your success really comes down to what your customers know about you. And ratings and reviews and your ability to use those to your advantage absolutely are going to play a huge role in what your customers know about you. Now, I've talked about this a couple times in the past. I've got a bunch of links to past blog posts as well as the various references that I cited here in the show on the show notes, which are available up on timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, I would encourage you to go ahead and find the subscribe link and click on it so that you can subscribe to this episode and future episodes of Thinks Out Loud, where we talk about digital marketing every single week. You can also subscribe in Stitcher Radio or iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher is. Just go ahead and do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates and on Twitter under @TCPeter. And of course, if you want to give a rating or review to me and to the podcast, or just tell me what you think, you can shoot me an email at podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. You can send me your comments, questions, complaints, concerns, anything that's top of mind for you. I do love to hear from you. And finally, I just want to say thanks again for tuning in. It is always great to have you here. I do look forward to seeing you back next week. I hope you have a fantastic week ahead, a great weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. In the meantime, take care, everybody.